This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello.
Hi.
God, Fiona, we've had quite the morning of live radio.
I'm so sorry. No. I can't believe I did that.
Can we just say, Fiona is... I always get this wrong. You're not 6 months pregnant.
No, I'm nearly 6 months. Yeah, yeah. I think I'm like a week off or something.
Let's just round and say she's 6 months pregnant. She's got a horrible flu. She was on stage last night for hours, keeping the whole vibe alive at the Big Night of Laughs, on and off stage, emceeing the entire gig. Probably, in my opinion, the funniest of the night, to be honest.
Stop. The MC. I'm shy.
It was absolutely hilarious. You were on fire.
Thank you, girl.
I was beaming at you.
So were
and
you.
And then she gets into bed way too late for a pregnant lady on a breakfast show. And she oversleeps by 10 minutes. Not a big deal.
I was actually dying when Rachel Galvo and Michael Fry left last night. They were like, sorry, can we head off? We've got stuff in the morning. I was like, oh yeah, can't relate. Like, we literally present the breakfast show. But I very much didn't this morning. I woke up at 10 to 7. We're meant to be here at 6:15. To be fair, no, I just forgot to set an alarm. Normally, Dwayne would wake me, but he's sleeping in a separate room at the moment because he's snoring so loud because he has a cold. He should have just said, because I have my earplugs in and I already have the cold, so it actually doesn't matter. But yeah, my sincere apologies to everyone.
Do not apologise. I've been late and had sleep-ins loads, but like, I've made it say like, when the weather's playing.
That's iconic.
I mean?
Incredible. Yeah. The first thing you will hear from today's show is Emma Nolan sailing this ship alone. And
well, I'm not going to lie, I wasn't in the best way myself.
I'm actually excited to hear it.
Because obviously last night I was taking it handy, only had a couple of drinks before the set. Then you kind of finish. It's late enough. It's time for bed. Yeah. But your friends who've come to support you haven't really seen yet.
Yeah, of course.
All night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they don't work at breakfast radio. They can manage to get another hour out of it.
Yeah, probably working
and
from home.
They're
today.
Dying to see you.
Of
you know
course.
What I mean?
They want to celebrate with you.
And more so, you're dying to see them after making the effort to come and see you. So,
because
yeah,
even when you were out chatting with your friends at the break, I was like, this is actually really impressive. Like, because before I did my first stand-up, I wasn't able to talk to anyone, look at anyone, like acknowledge it. And you were out like chatting away, which was amazing.
I actually think my body put me through such turmoil with nerves on Monday and Tuesday that by yesterday it had kind of
all feeling had left.
Kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah,
the
yeah.
turmoil had kind of just left my system.
That's impressive.
I know that's weird.
No, it does make
like
sense.
That. Do you know when you're so over worried about, do you ever get to the point where you worry about something so much then you're like, I'm actually over this now?
Yeah, no tears left to cry.
Yeah, like I still watching it. But once I knew, like, do you know what? Just bring the phone out and have a glance every now and again.
Literally.
It
Emma,
made such a difference.
You fucking smashed it. You'll hear all about it now
so
on the show today. But I'm not kind. It's genuinely the truth. I'm so, so proud. I'm so proud of you both. I feel so bad for Dave, how sick he was. He smashed it as well. But like,
I absolutely feckin' smashed it. I loved the joke about the black nail around it.
It was so good. It was so good. No, he killed it, but also he was dying.
I think what we
God
can do is next
him.
Week when, like before Christmas, he can do the set again. I don't think it's that rude. Like it could be more for radio quite
it
well.
It was, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we could do it again when he's not feeling so sick. I think that'd be
100%.
Epic.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Nick is coming in now. We will talk to you tomorrow.
We're getting fired.
Bye.
Let's go. David, Fiona in the morning.
Good morning. How are you? It is Emma, Dave and Fiona. But right now, in this very moment, it is only Emma. That's a really good sign that the Big Night of Laughs went off without a hitch and was the best crack. Even my pregnant co-presenter, who wasn't out dancing till 1:30 in the morning, who went off home and went to bed, is currently in a taxi on her way here right now. It was such a brilliant night. We will bring you up to speed on all things the Big Night of Laughs, raising money for Dublin Simon Community. If you didn't make it last night, we'll fill you in just after 8 o'clock this morning. For me, did I oversleep ever so slightly? Hell yeah. Am I sitting here with glue in my eyelashes from the fake eyelashes last night? Yeah, I am. Am I proud of it? Not really. But here we go. It is Thursday morning. It's fully charged. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. The crew will arrive. But for now, let's kick this off. Welcome to Thursday. It's Sonny Federa and Think About Us on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Fiona has arrived.
Hi, I'm here.
Hi, honey.
How are you? I'm sorry.
Oh my God, do not be sorry. It happens to everyone.
The taxi driver was like, oh, early start. I was like, not really for me. No, no.
She had a lovely lie in there.
An hour ago.
I know, I need to tell you, as you get yourself organised there, and I must tell you about a time when I slept in, that was the worst kind of sleep in, that it's so memorable, like 10 years later. So a million billion years ago, I was working in a radio station and I was in the newsroom at the time, but sure, I dreamed, I just wanted to be a presenter so bad, you know? And I was never really in the running, obviously, to cover a breakfast show, anything like that. Nothing, not even close. I had no experience. But they were so ultimately desperate one day because all staff had to go off to this event thing in Dublin. This is a Waterford radio station, right? Big schmuck. And they were under serious pressure. So there was a girl who had a bit of loads of experience working weekends that they were going to put on breakfast for the day. And they said, would you go in and do breakfast with her? And I remember at the time, this was like the creme de la creme opportunity. Like, I was losing sleep with excitement, you know. But at the time, I was in college and I was kind of doing this job alongside trying to get this degree done. And college was in Limerick. Life was kind of crazy for about 2 years, driving up and down. And I was staying at my parents' house, which was a good hour and 10 minutes from the radio station, okay? And I remember the night before, I was up half the night trying to get an assignment sent into college. And I remember saying to my dad, God love him, I was like, would you just set an alarm for 5 o'clock for me? Just have a listen and roll over and go back to sleep. But just have a listen and see if you can hear a bit of movement or whatever.
It's good to have someone else to blame.
Exactly, exactly. And by God, did I. Because I woke up that morning, bear in mind, the show I was meant to be on, this big new opportunity.
Of course.
Started at 7.
No.
An hour and 10 minutes from where I was. And I woke up a 7:15.
No.
Yeah, to my dad being like, Emma, Emma, Emma. And I was like, what are you doing? You were meant to wake me up. And he was like, I did wake you up. We had a full on conversation at 5 a.m.
God.
I remember the panic, putting on whatever clothes were on the ground, you know, that kind of way. And like, I think I had my first ever panic attack that morning. Anyway, eventually got myself to the radio station. I was in like...
Were you driving in and everything?
Yeah. Oh, no. I remember like the whole... I've ruined everything, you know, like just my world was crumbling.
Yeah.
I was driving to Waterford listening to the radio show that I was meant to be on for like an hour.
No.
And, oh, man. So anyway, I was like, how am I going to work this? Because the big boss will be back in the office in the afternoon and she'll be asking, like, how did you get on? I was like, there's no getting away with it. Because it was my first time, she was going to definitely probably have a listen back just to see how I get on as well. So I was like, I have to own it. So she walked, and I was terrified of her as well at the time. And so she walked into the office and she was across the open plan, all smiles. Emma, how did you get on this morning?
Oh my God, she didn't know.
No, she genuinely didn't know. And I just felt like I just wanted the ground to swallow me up. And I was like, she kind of walked past me to the office door behind me, jingling the keys into her office. And I said, yeah, I'll just have a chat with you there when you can, if that's okay. I'll just have a little chat with you there when you can. She's kind of looking at me, something's wrong here, you know, rustling with the keys, opened the door up. And I went in and I just was like, look, I'm really sorry, but I actually didn't get on here this morning till about 20 to 9. And I could see her face kind of going really red, like getting kind of annoyed, you know. She's like, what, you know, you were so excited for this. This was a really big opportunity. What do you mean? Kind of a thing. And I could see she was getting cross. And she kind of sat back in her chair, taking it all in, you know. Mm-hmm. And whatever way she glanced down, she kind of came back to me with a whole different approach and went, do you not have any socks on?
No. You're like, that's how much I want to be here. No, my toe crust is rubbing off my shoes right now.
I didn't even realise. Do you know what I mean? And
oh,
I was like,
oh my God. No, it's so
hectic. No, I don't
have
any socks on. And then her whole vibe changed. She was like, God, you're trying so hard between trying to make this work and doing your degree.
Trying to find socks.
Yeah. Get yourself over to Tesco and get yourself some socks.
Oh God.
And actually, it did me a favour. So my point is, you smashed it so hard last night, girl, that... You're
I'm
all
just
good.
So talented. Like,
I
that's
know.
Why it's hard to do it all. It's hard to set an alarm.
You're on Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Fiona. This is new Katy Perry. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? Thank God for Jojo Siwa on mornings like this, coming through with the mental new business plans. I've actually been watching her on the new series of Selling Sunset because she's trying to sell her house
oh,
that
wow.
she bought when she was like She probably bought it when she was like 14 or 15 or something. And it's all bedazzled and like a bedroom full of JoJo Siwa merch and like Chrishell, who I don't know if you've ever watched Selling Sunset, but Chrishell is trying to make it less JoJo to try and sell it. They're trying to sell it for like 4 million or whatever so JoJo can move into a more adult house. And yeah, it's an ongoing storyline. But I'm sure she will be able to move in somewhere pretty hefty if she gets this off the ground. She's entering the celebrity cruise scene. People, very nice if you're looking for Christmas presents. Okay, get on that.
You would be in your element on a JoJo Siwa cruise.
It makes sense. It's the combination that makes sense. So obviously there's been loads of like themed cruises over the years. There's been like the Star Trek cruise, Disney's Haunted Mansion Bar Ship, or the Great Outlaw Country Cruise. But the JoJo Siwa cruise is going to run. Okay, so she's starting conservative just the 12th to 15th of June.
Okay.
So, yeah, you know.
Slow launch.
She's not like running it for a year or anything. On the Royal Caribbean's Utopia of the Seas. We have an ad for it here.
Get ready to set sail on the ultimate JoJo Siwa fan adventure aboard Royal Caribbean's Utopia of the Seas. Enjoy meet and greets, Q&As, dance parties, build a bow fun, a dance class with JoJo, and for the first time ever, you'll see the Infinity Heart Concert at sea. Don't miss out on the biggest JoJo experience ever. It's happening June 12th through the 15th. Go to JoJoSiwaCruise.com and reserve your vacation today.
So I don't know if like you and Dave and maybe Callum are going to pull together to get me this for Christmas.
It does or sound like very Fiona coded.
Like,
yeah.
Would that be okay?
I think that'd be.
Or how will it work? Or who else can jump in on that?
Do you know? I don't know if the price list is on that article. I'd love to know what they're charging.
I know, but money no object, obviously for me.
True.
And I will be disappointed if JoJo Siwa's cruise isn't like wrapped in all of like a covering of her face, like her car that she used to drive around LA. But what's definitely going to happen on board? Meet and greets, Q&A sessions, dance parties, which makes sense, like that's her bread and butter, build a bow activities. You probably all remember the JoJo Siwa bows, which were kind of what got her on the map.
And sorry, now this sounds silly, but a bow is definitely a part of a ship, right?
Do you know the ribbons? Like, do you
know, but is it not part of it? Is that not a big part of a ship? A bow.
Oh my God, so maybe part of it is you will have to build the ship that you're on. Otherwise it goes out. Let's make the stakes high. That's what JoJo wants. Dance class with JoJo herself. She'll then go on stage and do her Infinity Heart concert. Utopia of the Seas also features ice skating shows, a full casino, a literal biplane over the ship's boardwalk. These boats scare me.
Yeah.
Like, how is that floating on the sea?
Every time I think that about those big cruise ships, I'm like, but how are you floating? What do you mean you can be a cinema and also float?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Sadly, Chris Hughes will be missing. Chris Huggis, as some of the online American podcasters I watch on Instagram pronounce his name. He won't be on board. It hasn't been confirmed yet.
Fair.
He has already hinted, though, at marrying JoJo Siwa. So maybe part of a visual spectacle could be like he lands on the onboard biplane landing space, comes out in a white suit with like a bouquet of roses, and maybe the ship's captain can officiate.
That would
know.
Be fabulous.
Maybe I can officiate
when we get you there, because we're all going to pool together.
Yeah, can you all pitch in? Like, I don't know. Tickets can't be more than 50 quid.
I would say that's going to set you back thousands for 3 days, would it?
I know. I suppose if you're doing the meet and greet and all, but it's so worth it.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Well, fill you in on everything that went on last night at our big night of laughs, raising money for Dublin Simon Community. It was such a good night.
It was so good.
But my God, if you were thinking for a split second that Dave was on the DOS.
No.
Hell no.
No.
He is an unwell boy at the moment, and he showed up last night very bravely. But yeah, he's really under the weather. Loads of people have that horrible flu at the moment.
God bless him. It was actually scary to watch him try and wield his way onto the stage. But listen, in happier, healthier news, we are getting you kitted out for Christmas this week with Lifestyle Sports. They're proudly Irish with 44 stores nationwide with next day delivery, okay? And if you order before 10 p.m. on the 22nd of December, you are guaranteed to get delivery before Christmas. Ideal for any last minute shoppers such as myself.
Myself as well. If you've been getting in touch because you want to win yourself a 200 euro Lifestyle Sports voucher this morning, why wouldn't you? And on to give our little game a go is Zach this morning. Hello, and what are you up to?
Morning, morning. So I am currently driving to work. I'm driving through town. I work in Perpetua.
Oh, very good. Perpetua Fitness?
Yep, Perpetua Fitness.
Amazing. God, they're a bit of a cult at the moment, like in a positive way. Like they, like everyone needs a bit of Perpetua.
Perpetua is fantastic.
Oh my God. Yeah, well, you have to say that because you work there. Yeah, we must drop in now and throw a high rocks ball around or something.
Are you...
Absolutely. Come in, do a bit of running with us or jump into one of our tread and track classes.
Oh, God, I'm scared.
I'll take you.
No, don't be. It's not that bad.
And tell me this, you're a coach there, are you?
Yeah, I'm one of the coaches there.
Very good.
Well, look, a lifestyle sports voucher might get you some new
right
kit
up your
for
alley.
Work.
Absolutely.
What's going to happen here is Callum's going to hold up three words. Now, they could be sports equipment, they could be players, they could be teams, etc. We're going to describe those words to you without saying the actual answer. So I don't know if you ever played the game 30 seconds, but that's kind of the vibe.
Yeah.
All you have to do is guess what we're describing for you to win. Fiona's going to take this on this morning. So listen closely and the best of luck. All right, here we go.
Forever.
3, 2, 1.
All right, he's a football player. He's the GOAT. Plays for Argentina. They brought out
Messi.
A softer. Yep. This is a team. They're not Liverpool, but they're their rivals, and they wear red.
Man United.
Roy Keane. Yeah. And this is what you have to wear if you're in the pool to keep your hair dry and for hygiene reasons. Sometimes the hotel might give you one.
Yeah.
Well
Fiona,
done.
Big ups on Gray's description.
Ah, stop. It's not about
the
me. It's all about Zach. It's about Zach. And you know what? He's a sports-minded person, so he knows what all those things are. I'm sure you always wear a swimming hat in the pool, do you?
Absolutely. He wouldn't mess around. He sticks to the rules.
You've won yourself a €200 lifestyle sports voucher. Well done, Zach.
Well
Fantastic,
done, Zach.
Thank you.
Woohoo. Have a good day at work.
See you in the gym.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Talk to you later. Your very last chance to win with Lifestyle Sports on the show tomorrow morning.
Can I ask a quick question?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you have to wear the swimming hat in this country? And I say this country lightly, but not because I am from the United Kingdom.
What?
I know.
No way.
Surprise. Breaking
you
news.
Sound, you've the accent there now to me of a West Kerry kind of guy.
Oh, well.
Yeah, for sure. I thought Finglas, definitely.
Well, there you go. And I used to go swimming loads when I was a kid. And then the first time I came to the pool here, and they said, have you got a swimming hat? And I said, no. And they said, no hat, no swim.
Yeah,
what is it? You can jump in the pool in the UK and no hats needed.
I'll
so
tell
you're allowed
you.
To jump as well.
You dive safely.
Are you allowed to do heavy padding?
No heavy padding.
Okay, so
yeah,
that's
no
where
bombing,
we're similar.
No heavy padding.
The reason I think we have to wear a swimming hat is to keep us all humble, because everyone looks disgusting with one.
Everyone looks disgusting in a swimming
hat. Yeah, so it's to remind us that all in the eyes of the Lord, we're all equal and we're all wrong.
I actually think it's a church shame thing.
I think so as well. Allegedly for hygiene. I don't know, maybe they think we all have nits.
I was working in Athlone a couple of months ago, and there was a pool in one of those hotels, and I didn't bring the swimming hat because I didn't think I would need one, and they gave me the crummiest looking. It was like fabric. It was so weird.
What's really awful is I get the throwbacks, because we used to like swimming in school. You go off on like a Wednesday to swim or whatever, but they were the ones that were like, you know, the ones,
the plastic ones. They're the worst.
You'd have like a roll of fat on your
yeah,
forehead.
And they have like the phone number of the leisure centre on the side. Property of
it. Spins fully charged, recharged.
Slade and Merry Christmas, everybody, on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Do you know what I was thinking, Fee, right?
Go
2 weeks today until Christmas.
Oh, stop. Right. I actually can't. Like, I have nothing done. Not one thing.
Next year, you're going to be that person bringing your newborn baby to see Santa.
No, I was thinking about that and I'm not. I'm not doing that. I'm not, like, taking the... Well, sorry, now, how old will the baby be? Like, it'll be a good few months old. Like, I could, but I won't do that.
You're
going to
be that person
remember.
Who's like, here, Santa, and the baby's fast asleep, has no idea what's going on. You're there like, yay!
People bring the baby, like, the umbilical cord is still attached. And it's like, girl, the baby is not going to remember. I think it's mad. No, and then I'm torn.
You know what she'll be now next year, Callum? She'll do a Christmas. She'll be doing the Christmas photo shoot herself.
I will do that.
And the dog.
And the dog.
I will.
And she'll go professional with it as well. She'll have the kid in a basket. And Dwayne will
be
Santa.
Wrapped up and like has like a sprout coming out of its head and like, you know, forest animals around. We do always stage a Christmas card with Danish in it. Now we're not with our dog. We're not in it. So next year it probably will unapologetically be the baby and the dog.
That's
but
perfect.
We won't be in it. I feel like once the parents get involved, that's when it's like you're ruining it for everyone else.
You're Mary and Joseph, baby Jesus, and then Danish the donkey.
And it was an immaculate conception.
Dublin travel.
With Just Eat. No time for breakfast? Get yourself sorted on Just Eat.
What do you mean I'm pregnant? What are you talking about? How?
No idea. The angel Gabriel explained it all. He was very, very informative.
1038. Dublin. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Spin. Your number one hit music station.
Hello, how are
you? Hi, how are you getting on?
If you missed out on all the crack from the Big Night of Laughs last night, we'll bring you up to speed in the next little while.
Oh, it was so good. For now, though, I'm like trying to... I know like online, the online world is getting to the stage where you just really can't tell if something's AI or not. But this is like on a proper reputable news site, so I think it's real. A man in China created a Hello Kitty pantheon. Do you know like an ancient Roman building with like the big pillars and stuff? With loads of Hello Kitty like at the top instead of like old, you know, soldiers and stuff. There's loads of different Hello Kitties.
Wow.
And loads of like Hello Kitties on the way up to propose to his girlfriend. And it's got like loads of... it looks like AI, but everyone in the comments says it's real.
Wow. That's... very, very strange way to spend your money. But hey,
it is. I'm like, how can you afford the wedding after this? I'm in two minds. I like a private proposal at home, alone, with no one watching.
Is that what happened with you?
Yeah.
You got proposed at home?
At home. Yeah.
Did you know it was coming?
Absolutely not. Dwayne had done this whole thing where he pretended that he was going to a gig in Birmingham, and he went to the gig the Christmas before and took loads of pictures of him on the plane so that he could send them to me again at a level of detail that would have never been necessary because I don't pay attention to anything. And then I was doing a gig in Wicklow, and then I drove home and Danish, my dog, answered the door in a tuxedo, and I was like, who's broken into my house and put my dog in a tux? And then Dwayne was standing in the dark because we had no curtains at the time because we weren't in the house very long, and there was like pictures everywhere, and he proposed there. It was very, very
That's
cute.
That's amazing, Fiona.
I don't know, in public is embarrassing.
Yeah.
What if you want to say no?
Well, that's so true. It kind of puts the pressure on people.
What would you like?
Private, definitely.
Private, yeah. In the safety of our own homes, so I can cry like a good Irish person with no one watching.
Olivia Dean.
All right, we play this game every single day on the show. It's a quiz that has tricky in its name, but honestly not massively in the game. A pretty straightforward thing to do, and a chance for you to win a Money Can't Buy prize as well at the end of the week. Now, on to give this lash this morning is Sam. And I'm feeling nosy. What time did you go to bed last night, Sam?
Around 11, half 7.
Okay,
I'm always curious about people's sleep schedules. Okay, Grant, so you're just going to sleep at half 11. What time did the alarm go off?
About half 5.
Oh, Jesus.
Whoa.
That's not enough sleep, Sam.
That's what time my alarm should have gone off at today. I slept it in. What did you have to get up for, Sam?
Just get up,
bake
some keys now on the school
run
now.
Oh, it's just constant.
Are you one of those moms then that you're like, I'll get up before them, get an hour to myself?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah,
nice. Okay. And then do the kids start getting up earlier and earlier? So you would like have to get up at like midnight to like, be on your own.
Get everything organised.
Yeah, I just
want an hour to myself. Listen, Sam, welcome on into the Tricky 10. We are rooting for you this morning. 55 seconds are about to go on the clock. 10 questions are going to be asked. Every answer is going to be a number between 1 and 10. We know that. The number as in the answer will not repeat, but we can only accept your first answer. So maybe just take a beat before you give us an answer. And if you don't know the answer, just give it a guess. We know that it is going to be something between 1 and 10, so it's worth having a shot at it. If you top the leaderboard on Friday, the brand new, really gorgeous Fuzzy Charge Snooty is all yours. Wishing you the best of luck.
Okay, perfect.
All right, good luck, Sam. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do this. 3, 2, 1, start the clock. How many Women's FIFA World Cups have Ireland qualified for?
One.
If you hit a double 5 in darts, what score would you get?
10.
How many films were there in the Harry Potter series?
6.
What was the third digit in the Spin phone number?
5.
How many vowels are there in the word dialogue? Vowels.
3.
Ballsbridge and Donnybrook are in which Dublin postal district?
4.
The Script released a song in 2012 called What Degrees of Separation?
2.
If you're a bad dancer, how many left feet are you said to have?
2.
Dolly Parton has a song about working from when to 5?
9.
How many men's FIFA World Cups have Ireland qualified for?
1.
Okay. All right, well done.
Very bad.
No,
very bad.
Stop. Do not say that. Hang on. Let us tally up the scores before you start being down on yourself,
I know,
Sam.
People are so hard on themselves.
Honestly,
in this game. What are we like as Irish people? It's so
you think
bad.
That you're going to smash it and then you're on and you're like,
well, sorry, Sam, I think you're the first person this week to complete all the questions.
Well, that's true,
that's
too.
That's been a challenge to get through this week. So you got through them all. Let's see. Let's tally them up now. Hang on.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Sam, not too bad at all.
Sam, you do need to realise that the score to beat this week so far is 6, so you're not doing bad at all.
50 defenders have passed.
Exactly.
In my book, I would have been delighted with that in my Christmas school report. Thank you very much. I passed the exam. Let's just have a little look back and see what caught you up this morning. So how many films were there in the Harry Potter series? You said 6. There was actually 8. There were so many. What is the third digit in the spin phone number? 087-711-1038.
It was 5 years ago. It did you at one stage. I remember listening to Spin when I was like 15 in the 1970s, and it used to be 085-711.
Was it?
Yeah.
I always thought Sam, Spin was like, it was like Vodafone 087 or something like that.
It always was like 711-1038, but there was a time. I promise, guys.
You were asked about how many vowels in the word dialogue. You said 3. Dialogue's actually an interesting other one. Fun fact, good pub quiz question. All 5 vowels are used in dialogue. A, E, I, O, and U. So keep that one there for a pub quiz, as I said. The script released a song in 2012 called What Degrees of Separation? You said 2. It's 6 degrees of separation, that one. And how many times have the men's FIFA qualified for the FIFA Men's World Cup? They qualified 3 times. I think you said 1 there. Back in 1994 and then again in 2002. But hey, it's been a while. Okay.
Yeah. We're going to do it again now.
Of course.
Come on.
Come on,
Troy Parrott. Do it for us all. Well done, Sam. A very good score.
No, thank you so much, girl.
Oh my God, thank you. Thank you for coming on and giving the tricky 10 a go. We know how busy you are. Up at 5:30, for God's sake. It's time for a nap now, actually, Sam.
It's mid-morning nap.
Exactly.
I know, God,
you
I
need
love that.
That
now. Mind yourself on and have a great Christmas.
Thanks, bye.
Bye.
See you, bye-bye.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Now, producer Callum.
I love a lot of things about this show, but one of the things that I really love about this show is the ability for people to really call me out.
We got a
WhatsApp in there. We got a WhatsApp in a couple of days ago when we had the vowels question, when it was like, how many vowels are in the word alphabet? And people were saying, oh no, there's 5 vowels in alphabet, but there's actually only 3 vowels in the word alphabet.
Got a
message in this one. Did you not have the Harry Potter question and the script question done before?
Ooh.
Yeah, but there's only so many numbered
Callum.
Questions.
Callum. This is going to get very repetitive, man, if you're already repeating
Christmas.
Questions.
No, you can't be phoning in. Wait,
please.
Did we have specifically that Harry Potter question?
We've definitely done that Harry Potter question before.
Callum,
that's dropping the ball now.
But that was like months ago.
We haven't been doing this
since like the 6th week we've been doing it. So I think you should keep
calling him out, because that's not good enough, is it?
Yeah.
We're better than that.
What prize can we give people who call Callum?
Whatever Callum's wearing.
He has to take something off.
Take one of my socks like Dobby the house.
Exactly.
Guys, it's all to play for. Dale is top of the leaderboard with the score of 6. You can take it off from tomorrow and win the fuzzy charged snooty or Callum's fleece. Your pick. 087-711-103. The word tricky in a WhatsApp if you'd like to get on to play tomorrow.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Hello.
Good morning, guys. I'm so proud of my little Christmas tree. Do you know the way you normally are meant to get one of those Christmas tree stands that has the like bucket built in, so you can feed it water, 7-Up or sugary water or whatever you want to feed
it. Is that a thing?
Yeah, apparently. But apparently it's not true. Like, apparently they say, like,
myth.
Yeah, you don't have to. You just give it water, like what it gets in the forest. Like, it doesn't rain 7-Up. You know what I mean? But like, I got this Christmas tree and it already had a stand, like, you know, twisted into it, and the lady said I wouldn't be able to get it out, and it didn't have like a bucket, and I was like, oh, this tree is gonna die in like 10 seconds, even though the woman was like, that'll last you till February now. And I was like, we'll see.
But I don't necessarily want it in
February. I know, it kind of takes the tone down of the room. But so all I did was like wet some like kitchen roll and kind of shove it in between the tree and the stand, and not even a single pine needle has fallen.
Wow.
I'm like, what's going on? Apparently there's different types of Christmas trees you can get these days, like one that has the Christmas tree smell, which is what I know a lot of people buy a real Christmas tree for, but those trees will look a bit wonkier and will probably like
shed
more. Mm. And then they have these air quotes super trees that look perfect, won't die, but don't smell of anything. So right. I think I've got that.
No, never again. I'm going back to an artificial tree.
Are you? No. Does yours smell nice though?
No.
Oh, so there's just nothing. It's just a lose-lose situation.
My tree looks like, do you know when you shave your legs and 3 days later you get a bit of stubble? Actually, in my case, 3 hours later you get a bit of stubble back.
Same girl.
That's what my tree looks like, and it doesn't smell like anything. It's such a mess.
That's a shame.
But I kind of love her.
Emma, Dave and Fiona's Big Night of Laughs. Supporting the Dublin Simon community.
Welcome on in. I know it's weird. It's Thursday and we're not doing the girly quiz. It will be back with a vengeance next week. Our Dave is not well this week. So we'll definitely put him through his paces just when he's recovered enough to be brought back down a peg or two.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. That's the perfect time to harass him with these questions.
We do need to tell you about last night. We went and we bloody did it. What a fun night it was. We hosted a huge stand-up comedy night for Christmas, and we raised quite a lot of money for Dublin Simon community, which just feels so good. And you can still donate if you can. Maybe the price of a coffee this morning. It's Christmas. It's time for giving and all the rest. If you head to Spin's website, you'll see us there on the homepage. If you click through, there's a really easy way to donate. And it does the old Apple Pay, which I noticed now last
night.
Very modern.
So yeah, if you don't have cash for the bucket, as that was the case last night, it's just all online now these days.
Oh, lads, it was such a good night. What a lineup.
It was so, so amazing. So if you missed it, we had Emma Doran. We had Michael Fry, fresh off his Dancing with the Stars announcement.
Yes.
Cast member, very exciting. We had Rachel Galvo home from London for the occasion, and we had Shane Daniel Byrne.
Can we just give Fiona her flowers for a second? Because she was unbelievable last night hosting this whole thing. I think you were my favourite of the whole night,
to be honest.
We hope that you had a really good laugh. Obviously, the big part of this night that brought me massive anxiety was the fact that myself and Dave were also tasked with doing our own 5 minute set. And you might say, that's easy, because we're on the radio every day. No, it's very different. It's a very different thing. And I was incredibly nervous about it. Now, as you know, Dave hasn't been here all week. He's very sick. And we thought, like, there was a little niggle, you know, going, oh, yeah, no sign of him now.
Yeah, day three, you're off now. Is it all right, Dave? Okay.
Well, he walked into the venue last night. I was like, oh, good Lord, he shouldn't even be here.
No, like, when he sat down on the couch, all the comedians, like, immediately shifted away from him, like, were, like, scooting up. He was to the point where I was like, I don't know if you should go on. Like, it's just uncomfortable. Like, you're so sick.
If you've been listening to the show all week, you'll know that one thing that was really getting me through the idea of this, I was just giving me so much, I was just so nervous, was I was like, look, at least I'm on second. It'll be over and done with. It'll be done. I saw Dave. Dave, by the way, sounds like this.
Hello.
Right, that's the idea of what his voice is like. And I said, and you only say something and you can't take it back.
Yeah.
I said, do you want to swap, as in spots, so that he could go home back to bed and I go on second? And I regretted it so much, but hey, you got to do what you got to do.
I was
went home early.
There, I was like, why did you say that? Why? I was like, I wish you could take that, because I just know it's all that had been getting you through. I couldn't believe what I'd just seen. But obviously, when you see someone that sick, you have to want to help.
I know. Listen, you just heard kind of a vibe of his voice. He still came on stage and did his set. Fair play to him. Here's a vibe.
Hello. Did you ever see Pitch Perfect, and when your one goes to sing in the mic and she just bleh? That will hopefully not be me. As you can tell, I'm quite sick today, so thank you very much for putting up with me. I was walking around the house today and I coughed, and I actually went backwards. I was like, it was how bad it is. Do you know that song in, what's it, Ferris Bueller's Day Off? And it's like, oh, yeah.
Kind of
references
sexy when your voice
on point for all generations, from Pitch Perfect to Ferris Bueller's Day Off. No, it is. It is a little bit sexy if it wasn't for the phlegm everywhere.
Yeah, and the diff-lam always constantly.
Yeah, up the nostril.
He did bring some help with him on the night as well, in the crowd, which I thought was very smart of him.
I have some plants in the audience, so every time I feel like I'm bombing, I'm just going to point at my lovely girlfriend Pippa, and she's going to go... And then... Just in case it's going really well, I'm going to then point at my housemates in case I get a bit of an ego boost, and they're really good for grounding me, and they're going to go...
They slayed with that. I liked the caveman boo. So a lot of Dave's set was about him growing up and all the phases he went through. We relate. And of course, he had to get a mention of the emo phase in.
Then I went through the emo phase, had the long hair, and I kept doing that every 2 seconds just to get it out of my eyes and things like that. See, my parents were kind of like hippy-dippy. They thought, go and do what you want to do. Go and be who you want to be. Terrible advice growing up in drug. And so I still remember to this day, my uncle, he's a real fingerless man. And whenever I see him, he's like, do you remember the time I came over to your gaff and you had your nails painted black? What was going on there? I'm like, shut up, Kieran, stop talking to me. I caught them in the car door, okay? I don't know what you're talking about.
Very good.
I told Dave that car door bit, Rachel Galvo was up the back, absolutely losing her mind laughing at that. And I hope that was the seal of approval he needs. I feel so bad. He's such a comedy fan. I know he would have wanted to be there and like soak it all in so much.
Listen, there's obviously loads from It's Naturally a Stand-Up Night, so there's loads that we can't broadcast in terms of the real fun stuff. So if you search for the Fully Charged Recharge podcast, wherever you get your podcasts, later on today, Dave's full set will be available for you to listen to in the privacy of your own home or wherever you want in your AirPods, where there's no...
listen with headphones.
And when people can't complain because it's in the podcast land. Do you know what I mean? So Fully Charged Recharge, get the podcast later on and you'll hear Dave's full unedited set.
Raw and unfiltered. But do you know what? We still have to see how our Emma Nolan got along. So that is all to come. Did she do it? Did she die on her hole? All will be revealed.
All right, that's next. For it's David Guetta, Teddy Swims and Tones and I. This is Gone, Gone, Gone. It's Spin.
Emma, Dave and Fiona's Big Night of Laughs. Supporting the Dublin Simon community.
Oh, God, it was so fun. What a night. I want to do it again tonight. Not my bit, just the whole night of stand-up.
I think you would do stand-up again, though. And I knew it would go this way, but like, I just couldn't explain to you how good you would feel after doing it. Mm. And I knew the audience would all be behind you, and I knew you'd be gas, but like, I had to validate the nerves because they were... very valid, especially when you were doing this very much against your will.
Yeah, it was a tough week getting ready for it, and not to make it all about me at all, but like, Jesus, I was like, I'm so out of my comfort zone right now. But anyway, I mentioned a while ago, Dave arrived in so sick, and the thing that was really like getting me through all week was, look, it's grand, you're on second. I was meant to be on after Emma Doran.
Yeah.
Get it out of the way, job done, finished up. When Dave was so unwell, I was like, the right thing to do here is to swap spots so that he can go home. And do you know what? I was actually glad that it worked out that way in the end.
Yeah.
Because by the time it was my turn, you'd seen so many comedians, which was obviously intimidating, but I was more watching how people walked around the stage.
Yeah.
I was so nervous I'd just be planted there like a plant. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then I was like, I don't know. It was fine in the end, the way it worked out. But yeah, the nerves were pretty epic all week.
I was chatting to your boyfriend, Jack, throughout the night. And Emma, you said kind of on the show earlier on in the week that you were a little bit of a Grinch at home. You were moody. You were kind of snapping at him. And he just said to me, I could tell that she was so stressed. She barely said a word to me all week. And he sent her flowers into the studio yesterday morning.
He's such an angel, man.
So lovely.
God, I love him so much.
That's what you need to do if your girlfriend's not talking to you and she's been a fowler, okay? but it was good because I feel like going first to alleviate nerves could be my thing, because then when you spoke to a lot of the other comics, they were like, no, I hate going on first. It's way better when the crowd are warmed up and stuff. So it actually did work out for you.
People had a few drinks in them by the time I was on, which did me no harm. I kind of started off the set explaining that I'm not exactly the funny one on the show, and that actually ironically got quite the laugh.
And I sat with Nick Kay in a cafe, and he said, right, like, we'd love you for this. What are you thinking? I said, listen, just one stipulation. I'm not funny, though. And that in radio is like, is if you were going for a teaching job, having Enoch Burke as a reference, okay?
I was so proud of that one.
That was
well done. Don't say it. It was you.
That was Fiona's joke.
No! I feel
dirty knowing that.
No, we all help each other together here on the show. It's a community. Listen, also on yesterday's show, we asked you for your fake laughs so Emma could have a laugh track if she thought she was bombing, just in the event. She didn't need it at all, but I got one play anyway.
So how I'm here, I don't know. We've done some work on this, and a big shout out to Fully Charged listeners this morning, because I was so terrified I wouldn't get laughs. We have a laugh track. These are fake laughs for our listeners who will play when we need to across the evening.
That's very funny.
You're very funny.
So cursed, honestly. But you were really getting into the swing of things at that stage. Like, you absolutely, there wouldn't have been time for the laugh track because there were so many genuine laughs. Obviously, you were doing a self-deprecating bit, which is essential in stand-up comedy. We were looking forward to your accents, but you were a true comedian. You stuck to your time.
I did. Look, the year is coming to an end. Obviously, a really good time to kind of reflect on how you're getting on in life and in your career and all the rest. Look around the room here. Some of my best friends are here. Avian Murphy's here from one of the biggest beauty brands in the country, Beauty. And then I kind of look inward and go, what have I achieved now? I've been on Breakfast 3 years. I suppose I was behind the idea of a quiz where I test my male co-presenter on tampons and good use your money, mum and dad. Guys, thanks. Please donate. Bye.
Like, you just ran off the stage.
Yeah, I did.
You were so good, though. I do that as well. I'm always like, I'm out of time, bye.
Yeah, yeah. I literally looked down and saw it was like 5 minutes, 10 seconds. And I was like, that's my bit done, see
ya. I was so heartbroken because the whole thing was Emma doesn't do impressions. Callum, she can only do Marge Simpson.
I was like, what would Callum be more annoyed by? If I take up more time of Shane Daniel Burns' time, who's due to be on stage 10 minutes ago, or don't do the impressions?
I would have loved a bit of Marge Simpson. So obviously Big Night of Laughs 2 happening next year in Vicar Street. We're going to have to do impressions.
Happening in the Three Arena. I think you need to understand, Emma's a professional comedian now. Accents are more a radio bit.
Do you think?
I feel like you got up and you did straight stand up.
Okay.
And you did joke.
Thank you.
We'll work on the closer. But you know, there just wasn't time for the accents.
Okay, thanks, babe.
Very proud of you.
Thank you, darling.
You absolutely killed it.
Thank you.
You had some off the cuff bits at the start, which actually aren't suitable for radio.
Mm.
But they were so quick and so clever, and I certainly didn't help you come up with them.
Thank you.
And
love.
You'll be able to hear the full unedited set, raw and unfiltered, on our podcast feed later. Search Fully Charged Recharge. Very, very exciting.
And do you know what I'd love? I'd love if you could put up all of Fiona's bits across the night, because wasn't she on fire?
Ah, stop.
Maybe next week, because I would like a lie down as well.
All right, Callum. Dublin travel.
On it, on it, on it. Let's go. With David Fiona in the morning.
Hello, hello, hello. What's
Hi.
The crack?
How are we? You getting on?
I have to give big ups to Fiona Frawley, because I'm obviously just a bit of an idiot. Before the gig last night, is in the big night of laughs and the comedy gig, I had in my head that I was going to go full glam.
No.
I would have been some fool.
It's whatever you want.
I had in my head I was going to wear this red dress and these heels. And Fiona, because she's such a nice person, never said like, don't wear that. She said, all I will say is, I've been doing stand-up for many, many years and I've never worn heels. And I was like,
But like, I'm not good at wearing heels, so maybe that's just me. Like, I mean, I know...
No, I'm so glad I didn't. I would have felt so much more uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Isn't it so funny how, like, I was so... something as simple as what you're wearing can make you feel so much better.
No, because it's people's first impression of you when you come on stage. So you are very conscious about what you wear. Like, I remember once in the summer, I did a gig in sandals, like with my toes out. And I was like, this feels perverted. Yeah. Like, it feels so wrong. It can just change your toe. It can change your mindset for the whole gig. Mm. And heels...
Would you have like particular outfits that you hark back to for gigs?
Yeah, there probably is. Like I keep it very, very casual. But then like I'd go through phases where like say if you were like doing like support at a Vicar Street or something, you want to like get really dressed up and you want to wear a dress, but I would have always worn it with like docks or cowboy boots or something.
Cool.
But then like comedians make their own aesthetic. Like obviously if you think Joanne McNally, you think like a jumpsuit or an Adidas tracksuit or whatever. If you think Rachel Galvo, you think a ball gown, and to be fair, the highest heels anyone's ever seen. So honestly, what am I talking about? Like, maybe I just have no fashion sense.
Yes, you do. You looked so cool last night in your sparkly trousers.
Stop, I'm shy.
It was fabulous, darling. On it,
Spin is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
How are you?
Question for you this morning on 087 711 1038. Would love your voice notes. The question being, how much Damo is too much Damo? Uh-huh. I'm talking about the one and the only Mr. Damien Dempsey.
I feel
city's warm. And the owl's trying to when jingle jangle. Up on the rocky board, the double, the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Turn it down the rocky road and all the ways to double the back for Dundee Town.
What a man.
He slays with Rocky Road to Dublin. It's very, very impressive here.
He really does. It's coming up to that time of year where he almost has like his residency in Vicar Street. And for lots and lots of people from Dublin and beyond, it's where you kind of go. People would say it's like going to midnight mass, right? It's like a religious experience.
Yeah, it's
you
a ritual.
To Damo for Christmas. That's the idea. And I had my first Damo experience this time last year. I went with my friend Emer and Jack and her fella as well. And it really was that, a religious experience. Yeah. It was amazing. It was so emotional. It was beautiful. So we bought our tickets and we went back to Ivy Gardens over the summer. Same gang, but the gang kind of extended over the summer. There were others who wanted to go as well. Obviously, you were there as well, Phoebe, your mom. But there was a kind of a big gang of people that like basically like friends from each side were coming along. Anyway, brilliant. It was a great, great summer gig as well. But here's the thing. When tickets went on sale for Vicar Street, whenever that was, 2 or 3 months ago, one of my friend's boyfriends wrote into a group saying, guys, these are going on sale, I'm just going to grab them now for us. And he got 4 tickets, okay?
Legend.
But in my head, I still want to go with Emer as well. Do you know what I mean?
Of course.
So basically, we're going on Tuesday
right
of next week. That is me, Jack, Emer, her fella, and then my friend Claire, who travelled up from Waterford for the gig over the summer.
Okay,
right?
Yes, yes.
That's on Tuesday. Yeah. And then on Friday, I'm doing another Damo night, and that's with Ave and her fella, right?
Oh, so gosh.
All the, whatever.
It's a lot.
So I've Damo Tuesday, Damo Friday. Thrilled, absolutely thrilled at myself, especially go back on the Friday, have a bit of a later night, you know
yourself.
Yeah,
yeah, of course.
But another friend has just reached out during the week to say that there is a ticket going, if I want to go with her, for Wednesday.
Okay.
And this is where I'm just asking you this morning, will I spoil, you know when you have too much of a good thing, you spoil it?
Yeah, like you hyperfixate on a meal, you have it too often, and exactly. Then you're like, I can never have that again.
I'd hate to spoil Damo. And you don't want to mess around with Damo. You have to love Damo forever. And I want to be back at Ivy Gardens in the summer.
No, of course.
And I'd like to do my maybe 2 gigs again next Vicar. Let's see how this goes with the 2 before
Christmas.
So
for the moment, you're wondering, 3 a year is your standard. You wouldn't go any less than 3 times.
Maybe 3 times a year is okay.
But now you're thinking, do I stretch it to a 4? 3 of those being in the space of about a week.
3 of those being the space of 4 days.
Right. Okay. It's a very important question for you listening because you've the potential to ruin Damo Dempsey for yourself forever.
You can't, and that would be unforgivable.
Yeah.
4, it could be great. I just don't know. You tell me, if you're a Damo fan, is that just a bit too much? How much Damo is too much Damo? Send us over your voice notes on 087-711-1038. Very, very dedicated fans.
And Damo, if you're listening, get in touch yourself.
Yeah. Oh, I'd love that. This is Spin. I'm going to see Damien Dempsey twice next week, okay? I'm feeling very lucky. There was a big gang of us got together over the summer to go see Damo. And some got tickets for the Tuesday. Some got tickets for the Friday. So I was like, I want to go with you. So I'm going twice already. And then one of the girls reached out. She also has a ticket for the Wednesday. And she's like, do you want to come on the Wednesday? And this is where I'm like, I don't want to spoil Damo because
it's
that
a
would
risky
just
game.
Be...
It's a slippery slope. And you've already seen him once this year. You saw him in the summer.
I saw him at Ivy Gardens over the summer as well. Yeah. So I just don't want to mess up the relationship I have with Damo.
Yeah, it's fair.
You know, like I might listen to Apple of My Eye or some of his songs on Spotify throughout the year, but it's more like you wait for the gig.
Yeah,
you know?
It's very much about the live thing with Damo. It's such a big deal for people. I remember I said that I was going to this gig in the summer because my mom and my brother would be a big fan. And I hadn't been working here long. And Emma was like, oh yeah, I'll come along as well. And I was like, yeah, yeah, she says that. I doubt she will. And you were like, I've bought tickets. And then all of a sudden you've got about 18 people coming with you. And I'm like, whoa, it's like a big deal. And now I see when you're planning on going to see him about 19 times in the space of 3 days. That makes sense.
I think a good way to work it out, I don't know, if you're a Damo fan, by all means, we'd love to hear from you on this as well. But this is just my perspective, right? I think a summer and a winter Damo is good.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, close out the season.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
With a bit of G.
You need to mark 2 of the big points of the year with Damo.
Of
so
course.
Like
the winter and summer solstice.
Yeah, exactly. Big summer, epic, lovely day out. And then cozy Christmas. Get yourself ready to settle down. Jenny is there. What do you think, Jenny? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good. Good.
Come here. How much demo is too much demo?
Never too much demo. Can't get enough of demo. He's absolutely fantastic.
Mm. Are you going to Vicar Street yourself during the week?
I didn't manage to get tickets this time.
Oh, now I feel bad because I'm going twice.
Yeah, absolutely. Demo fiend.
I actually saw him as well during the year in a special gig in Windmill Lane Quarter.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Intimate.
And before that, it was last Christmas. I always try to see him a couple of times a year. He's absolutely fantastic.
It's good for the soul, isn't it? It's like kind of some kind of a biblical experience.
Absolutely. He's just one of the best artists, I think, of this generation.
100%. Okay, well, listen, there's never enough demo than in Jenny's eyes. Thank you, hon.
Thanks, Jenny.
Thank you. Bye.
I'm just still worried it'll spoil it.
I know. I wouldn't really be a repeat gig goer. Like, if I like someone, I'll go and see them once. Obviously, we've spoken about this before on the show. My husband, Dwayne, is like, goes a lot. Like, if he's a fan, he will see that, like, he'll really fixate. Like, he's seen you two, I don't know how many times. Stereophonics, he just texted actually and said 3 a year isn't enough. I'd be seeing Stereophonics this weekend for a 6th time this year if you weren't pregnant.
Oh,
I'm like, don't let me stand in your way. You go. Abandon your family.
Where would they be playing this?
I don't know.
Time?
They're in like Birmingham or Glasgow or something, and he goes on his own. And it's so grim. I'm always like, I've been, and he's like, that was in 2016. Sorry,
like, I've seen the show. I'm done.
How different can it be?
One more time, we have to. Sorry. All together now. Happy Christmas.
City's low. I'm the triangle. When jingle, jangle. On the rocky road, the double 1, 2, 3, for fire, on the hair. Turn down the rocky road, and all the ways, the double back for dandy car.
I think I have it. There's three legends of Christmas this year. Santa, obviously.
Of course.
Barry Dunn from the,
yes,
Cash Machine,
the Cash Machine.
And Damien Dempsey.
Will you come with me actually a fourth time? Now, oh, after 100%. Listening to that mega mix, I'm thinking I might need to get there, and I'm not free the other night.
Lewis Capaldi now. You're listening to Spin.
Hello, how are you? Very exciting this week. We are teaming up with Super Social. We've been talking about this prize all week. It's kind of perfect if you're looking for a date night out with a difference or a big mates a day out. Super Social, if you've never been, there's 3 floors, high-tech mini golf, next-gen darts, supercharged shuffleboards, and the fully interactive arena, plus a huge restaurant and bar to keep those good vibes going.
I think we should really do this in January. I think
definitely.
It's one of those things that, like, if you don't go to these places often and then you do and you're so immersed in what you're doing, like, you kind of forget about the real world, you forget about your phone, you get 100%. Really competitive. You think, oh my God, maybe I am a high-tech mini golf pro.
Maybe this should be my career.
Yeah, I get so like that. That's... I like hit one dart in a dartboard and I'm like, lad, I'm in the wrong job.
Watch out, Luke Littler.
You can book now at supersocial.ie or just drop in. We do have 100 euro vouchers going tomorrow. Someone will win the gorgeous upgrade, which is a night out for up to 10 people, including your games and your food. Now, Robin is standing by this morning. Hello.
Hi, Robin. How are you?
Hi, how's it going?
Good.
Can I ask, just chance my arm, is it nearly your birthday?
No, my birthday's the 7th of September.
I was just thinking Christmas, Robin.
Christmas and Robin. I just thought maybe. Bit of a reach.
It's not exactly
Noel or anything, but
it was just
chancing it. We'd love you to win with Super Social, Robin. This would be a great night out with a big gang.
Yeah.
Are you a competitive kind of person? Would you be wanting to get the high score in the mini golf, or are you more, it's all about the taking part?
No, I'm definitely competitive.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Well, let's try and win this for you. Okay, how it works is we're going to put 30 seconds on the clock and ask you as many general knowledge questions as possible. For each question you get correct, you will earn a dart. And at the end of your 30 seconds, we will throw the darts in studio at the dartboard. Okay, so then we'll total up all the scores at the end of the week, which is tomorrow. And the person who has the highest score will win the upgrade. The score to beat currently is Paige, who has 400 points. So we're going to give that a go today. All right, Robin?
Yeah.
Just bear in mind before we go any further, you do have a 100 euro voucher for Super Social.
Exactly.
I'll ask your questions. They're fairly straightforward. Just be as quick as you can and we'll earn you as many darts as we can. Okay, let's kick this off. Who sang Hello and Rolling in the Deep?
Adele.
What is the name of the smartphone that Apple make?
iPhone.
What is Mickey Mouse's pet dog called?
Pluto.
Which continent has the most people?
Dublin.
What was the former name of the social media platform X?
Twitter.
What is the name of Dublin's tram network?
Dart?
No, the other one.
The Lewis?
Yeah, very good. Which reality TV show has the diary room and evictions?
Big Brother.
Well done, ooh, Robin.
Well done, Robin. Very, very good.
Callum's just getting the scores together, and that is a score of
6. Well done. Now, unfortunately, the good news ends there because I will be throwing your darts today, but I'm going to give it a good go, okay, Robin?
You got this, Fiona.
Yeah, I'm going to give it welly.
All right, she's okay. Doing this. She's heading over to the dartboard. Using the left hand again, she's a left-handed queen, and we're going to throw that first dart, and it lands on a
80.
Here we go again. Landing nothing on that one, but that's okay. She didn't miss the board or anything. We're going to go for a third, and that is landing on 100. 180. Yay. Fiona Frawley is absolutely smashing it for you here.
Thank you.
That one landed on a nothing, I'm afraid, but that's all right.
Yeah.
80.
Another 80.
Yay.
And that landed on a 10. Hey, Fiona Frawley, you did very well there. 6 darts thrown for Robin and a grand total score, Callum, of
270.
Well, look, thanks, that's not bad, guys. Man. That ain't bad. Robin,
not too bad.
You know you're not going to win the upgrade, but you have won a €100 voucher for Super Social. That's great. You'll still have a great time.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Very good, Robin. Enjoy that now.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, cheers, my girl. Bye.
Bye.
Talk to you later. Your very last chance to win with Super Social on the show tomorrow. We'll do that at the exact same time. Right now, though. Let's all enjoy this. See, Matt, take a sexy picture of me at Spin.
Check this out.
It's time for Fiona's Final Thoughts.
Let's go. Serious news in the world of chocolate today, which is what I'll be bringing you for Fiona's Final Thoughts, the part of the show where I get to talk about whatever I want. I'm sure you've seen this. There's a few chocolate bars recently that can no longer be considered and called chocolate because they don't have enough like cocoa in them. This is like, whichever. This is like, remember when your dog Seamus ate, was it a pan au chocolat? And the vet was like, don't worry, there's actually not much chocolate in them. Mm. Or like if they eat like a dairy milk, it's like, don't worry about it. There's not really.
Now, dairy milk, don't encourage it and don't feed it to them, but like don't necessarily
it's not the worst. But so dairy milk's not on the list now. The two big ones that were on the list like maybe like I'm going to say a month or so ago were penguins.
Oh yeah.
And club milk.
Fair enough. I kind of get what you mean by that. It doesn't, there's a lot other stuff going on in there rather than chocolate. But is what you're saying that the quote unquote chocolate isn't,
it's
really
gone down so much in recent like production?
And come here, sorry I'm asking so many questions,
no, go
probably
on.
Stalling you, but like is that, you think, based on them being real scabby?
It's price, they're being priced out, so they now have to be called bars with chocolate rather than chocolate bars.
Okay.
And the two newest ones added to the list, Toffee Crisp. Sad to see it go that way for you, Toffee Crisp. And a Blue Riband, which I feel like didn't have much chocolate
in it. Don't know them.
Blue Riband is real like the bar that your mom would buy when she's on Slimming World. Like it's like a wafer, but it's like a timeout, but like not as good.
It
says 75 calories on the thing or whatever.
So disappointing. Yeah. I haven't had a good old Toffee Crisp in a while.
Well, get them quick. Actually, it might already be too late. They're no longer called chocolate. It's just a bar with chocolate.
Okay.
Sad way to see it go.
What would you say is the chocoliest of chocolate bars?
I wonder.
Because I had a cup of tea the other day. I got like a, what's it called? When you get a what's a Christmas thing of chocolate called again?
Oh, like a selection box.
Yeah. Do you know what's the chocoliest with tea?
Yeah.
A Whisper.
That is, especially because do you ever do the thing where you like suck the tea up through it?
Yeah, I
think that's pretty chocolatey. Obviously a Dairy Milk. I don't know. I'd say
a Whisper,
the two of them.
I think
Whisper,
top tier.
That's a great show.
All of the chalk.